Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Beatdowns aren't ever quite like what you're about to see, and in the next segment I talk about how Andrew Tate is coming to America. So Scott Jennings is the man at CNN. He's got plenty of good moments, but he had a complete beatdown on this writer named Torre, and it was without a doubt one of the most brutal moments I've seen in cable news in a long time. Here it is.
You know, for a moment, that Doge is not about cutting money, right? It's not about spending. It's about shrinking government so that it'll be too small to stop Trump with whatever else is in this plan.
Why would the government stop Trump? Isn't he the head of the government? You're saying the government would be too small to stop Trump. If Trump's the president, why would the government, the bureaucracy, be actively trying to stop him?
Because they want to uphold the Constitution and creating an authoritarian dictatorship. That's why.
And no matter who was in office, I'm going to hold them accountable. But more importantly, I'm going to make sure the government is working for the American people.
Both of you all made an interesting point, which is that your view is that Trump is shredding the Constitution. I'd like to hear more about that. But that it seems to me that you all both believe that the unelected part of our government, the bureaucracy, has a responsibility to resist the political leadership. Is that your view?
That's not actually upholding the Constitution, the principles of the Constitution, and at times
how
we
is
have
Trump
seen,
shredding the Constitution?
My God, he's like.
I mean, seriously, do we have to give you a civics lesson that we have?
I don't know
we put all power in the executive branch,
the
legislative branch. The FBI, now we're in control of the military, silencing media. This is what you do in a dictatorship.
Are you suggesting that the president is not the commander-in-chief of the military?
I am suggesting that the president is going to put in charge somebody who is going to contravene the Constitution. And at some near point, this conversation will look very silly for you because it will be obvious. And right now, you're gaslighting. When we get to the actual rubber of the road of this, it will be clear.
I'm interested in this conversation. He's going to put someone in charge who will contravene the Constitution. Like, who? What do you mean by that? The president is in charge of the military, is he not? You said he's going to put someone in charge of the military?
The president is in charge of the military. That is how it works.
He was elected president. We, according to the Constitution, vest all executive authority in a president. And the concept that the military should be an independent agency or that the bureaucracy should resist the political leadership of this government is extraordinarily dangerous.
That's literally not what we said.
I'm just repeating back to you your own words.
Usually when you have these leftists on these panels, they're pretty good at spinning things, trying to lie. But guys, this was a bloodbath. It was brutal. And Scott Jennings really offers us, I think, a simple masterclass of debating, which is let your opponents make outrageous claims and then just question them into oblivion. Because that man's main problem, again, with Donald Trump is he is a dictator because he has complete control of the military. Brother, he is the commander in chief. What are you talking about? They openly admit too, so that's obviously one side of it, but the other side is he openly admits, this writer, that Donald Trump is shrinking the government. And then he says it's dictatorial, and you actually can't make that stuff up, that shrinking the government is dictatorial, which of course conversely means that this man believes that by increasing and growing the government that you are somehow protecting democracy, which it tells you everything you need to know about his politics. And his liberal allies throughout that, this is kind of my favorite part, is that they don't even want to defend him because of how ridiculous the things he's saying are. You can tell they're embarrassed. It's a good thing we have Scott Jennings to keep the loonies at CNN in check. This tax season, you can actually make a lot of money. I've partnered with a business that hates the IRS as much as you do, so they fight to get you every dollar back possible on your return. QuickTax America. QuickTax America has already gotten its average tax returner $3,000 back from the IRS. They do all federal returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it is their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They do all the work, unlike the big services. All you have to do with them is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They'll do all the rest of the work for you. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Andrew Tate is coming to America, guys. NBC reports that him and Tristan Tate are going to Florida since they do have citizenship here. But here's the deal, guys. We don't want them. We don't care. We don't want them. And I'll tell you why. We should revoke their citizenship and leave them packing. This guy, Andrew Tate, everyone knows this about him, by the way, but for some reason, some people on the right have lost their mind. This guy is an Islamist fundamentalist who is charged in having intercourse with underage girls and, of course, pimping them out. So my question, and maybe there's some conservatives in the chat that love Andrew Tate, so you can comment down below if you disagree, but my question is, why would we allow someone like that in our country? And I know some people are out there like, well, Josh, he's just charged with things like that. He's just been charged with pimping. It's not proven what happened to, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Here's the thing. If you look at Andrew Tate, you know he's pimping girls. You just do. He basically talks about it. It's basically the business that he started. Do I know if he's had intercourse with young girls? I think he has, just knowing who he is and how he speaks. I don't know for sure, but come on, let's be real about this. Like, we know he's pimping girls. But even if he wasn't, to be honest, I don't want Muslim extremists in the United States. And that used to be something, you'll remember back in 2015 when Donald Trump was first running for president, that used to be something that most Republicans, especially conservative Republicans, could kind of get behind. The fact that we don't want Islamist extremists in the country. In fact, Donald Trump had a lot of fire put on him for putting travel bans on certain countries where there is a high population of Muslim extremists. And now there's this kind of weird minority of conservatives who like Andrew Tate and are suddenly okay with that. But make no mistake, this guy hates Christianity and anything, he's basically anything but conservative, really. I mean, if you want to talk like aristocratic conservative, maybe a little bit, but like fundamentally, like Edmund Burke, conservative, he's not. Or Tocqueville, conservative, if you know those classical writers. He's not any conservative by any stretch of the imagination. So I don't know. If I lived in Florida, I don't live in Florida. But Florida specifically is way too good for this guy. Florida's an awesome state. The people there are amazing. They should meet him at the gate as he flies in, turn him back around to go back to a Romanian prison so he can rot there for the rest of his life. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, it's on the bookshelf right there. It's only $9.99. It's on sale right now. Or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. I had a great time writing it. I talk about the crazy cultist stuff going on in the Democrat Party and the progressive movement as a whole. I know you'll enjoy reading it, so go check it out right now. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.